You're a doer, and this man, he was a doer as well, the general manager of football at Collingwood, yes. Make no mistake about it. Neil Baum joining Tanya on the sidelines. Take it away, Tan.
Neil, the boys just coming out onto the field to warm up. What's the feeling like? This is a massive challenge for Collingwood, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I think they're pretty nervous. They'll be ready for it, though. They've been playing for themselves, if you like, you know, like just trying to find their way, and they've done a terrific job so far. Now, this is obviously a big test coming to Perth to play anyone, but to play Freo, and fortunately they haven't played as well as in the earlier part of the year as they are now, so they might give us a chance, but they're a very good side, and our blokes have just got to really stick to the task, but looking forward to it though.
For Bob-Jane T-Marts, and Bob-Jane T-Marts are the tyre and wheel specialist, Neil, just notice that Seedsman, the sub, I would have thought he would have really liked the opportunity to run on this ground.
Yeah, so would we, but for some reason, some clown reckons it's a good idea to have a sub. I'm not too sure who that is. Unfortunately, one of the 22's got to be a sub.
But, will it be gone next year, Neil? Is that a recommendation that you would like to see followed through?
Yeah, we would, yes. I think it's a bit unnecessary, personally. But
Barmy, how much have you looked at the way Richmond played here a fortnight ago? Would have been perfect preparation to see how they dismantled the Dockers and how much talk and game plan has that evolved this week?
Yeah, it's a bit dangerous to rely on one game, but certainly we've watched it pretty closely, and they did a terrific job of making it hard for Freo to play the way they wanted to play, and I think that's your ambition every week, no matter who you play. So yeah, we'll take a fair bit of notice of it, but it'll be depend how much our blokes are really ready to play and ready to play their game and ready to take the initiative away from Freo. So if we play well, it'll probably look a little bit like Richmond, only because they're in front, but it won't be particularly playing the same way.
Hey, Neil, one of the biggest challenges in footy would be Aaron Sanderlands. Pardon the pun, he's huge, but Jared Witts gets an opportunity tonight and he wants to ramp it up. How's he feeling, the young man?
Oh, look, Witts, he's as close as you'll get to be as tall as Sanderlands. Not quite there. He's coming on pretty well. He played some really good footy last year and he's done well this year also. So it's a great challenge for him, but I think he'll do pretty well.
Neil, the club itself copped a lot of criticism a few years back when you're trading off guys like Heath Shaw and, you know, favourite sons of the footy club that had a little bit of age on their sides, but it now appears to be really starting to pay some dividends when you look at the names like, you know, Frost and Oxley and DeGoey and Broomhead, not forgetting the guys that haven't actually played yet as well, that these young kids have really come through, and you've probably been able to put yourself in a position in the next couple of years where you're going to be ready to challenge again rather than having to go all the way to the bottom.
Well, that's certainly the planning behind it, and it's very difficult to move on from your great players, but at some stage you have to, whether it's just when they retire and give it away, or do you move a little bit more quickly. And there are a lot of things to be taken into account. There were some very brave decisions made by Nathan and the people at the time, but I think we're still a very young side, and I think there's still probably six or eight guys who aren't playing tonight who could well have a good argument as to why they're in the best side. So there's still a lot of development to go yet, but we're really happy with what they've given us this year. Their attitude to playing, their willingness to really have a crack each week has been outstanding, and naturally tonight will be the next really big test for them, but we're really pleased with them.
Top line footy department, Neil, and a club that is really dots the I's and crosses the T's. How many people travel in your group to a game like this, forgetting about the players, but over and above the players, we know you bring 23, 24 players, but what about the rest of the group? How many people?
I think it's another 22 who are directly involved in the game, and yeah, there's probably quite a few others who do the other stuff. Like we did some work yesterday with the local Collingwood supporters, and there was a handful of people who were here just for that. So there's quite a lot of travel who are not even directly responsible for tonight's game, but I think it's about 22 on top of the players, I think.
A great article in the Herald Sun today about Marley Williams and how he's turned his life around and what a terrific season he's having on the field. Can you see a lot of change in him over the last sort of 12 months?
Yeah, I'm just going back to that number. I think it's 32, not 22. So 10 people I've just dismissed entirely.
Must have been sitting in the back rows now.
So Marley's been fantastic. He's had a great year already so far, and the sky's the limit for him. He's a terrific player. So I think he'll have a challenge tonight, and any one of those players in the Fremantle forward line. There's three or four of them that we're going to have to do some work on, but he's been very good both defensively and also on the offense as well. So if he has a good game, that'll be a real step towards winning this one.
Just watching Bucks out at the moment, he's got the jig going on the mark. He's a little bit more movable this week than he was last week. He's going to do his string again, Barmy. You need to get hold of him.
I'm going to get out there because at training last night, he's kicking the ball to a few of them. I had to go out and say, do you want me to be your mother? And he gave the ball to someone else to kick it. He finds it very hard to hold himself.
Yeah, appreciate your time, Neil.
Thanks, guys.
The GM of footy at the Collingwood Football Club, Neil Barm.